Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, this exasperating Pirates season took another turn last night, and they made history. The Pirates, what was this Twitter site? I apologize to whoever posted this, and I'll find it and give you credit. Maybe a lot of people did. Was this common knowledge that they set a franchise record scoring fewer than four runs or fewer limits? What's the... Is it fewer than four runs?
Four or fewer, yeah.
Four or fewer for the 18th straight time. Four runs or fewer for the 18th straight time.
Yeah, I saw my buddy Nick Lorenzen, Mid-Major Madness, put it out there yesterday. Longest in franchise history.
I mean, let's just contemplate. And I know some stats these days are a little bit obscure and kind of meaningless. You know, like the Steelers now, you know, set a franchise record for not converting, you know, third and two in road games on natural grass, something like that. Or even Antonio Brown's. What was that record he set the 1 year? At least six catches and 50 yards in a game. Remember they went out of their way to get him that so-called record in Tampa Bay. The Pittsburgh Pirates have been around since 1882. And by the way, they tied a game that year, limits. They played at Exposition Park. Ron was their beat writer. And you should see some of these guys. The mustaches are incredible. Do me a favor, go to Baseball Reference and look up the 1882 Pittsburgh Alleghenies from the American Association, managed by Al Pratt. Him and Ron were drinking buddies. Al Pratt used to make his own Prohibition. He made his own whiskey, Al Pratt. And Ron would go over and drink it. Ed Smartwood was out there in the outfield. Oh, my God. There was a guy named Charlie Morton. He's not that old.
Chappie Lane was their first baseman.
They had an outfielder named Charlie Morton who hit 296.
Mike Mansell hit 16 triples. How about that? Congrats to him.
How about Maury Critchley? He had five at-bats, and he didn't get a hit. He was the Alleghenies' Henry Davis.
And what about Harry Salisbury?
Him and Ron had Salisbury steak together.
Right.
Did anybody hit a homer for this club?
Well, I mean, you got to consider the fences were like 500 feet away. I mean, they put the batting cage all the way out in center field. They're like, nobody's going to hit it there.
Billy Taylor, Chappie Lane hit three that year limits, although he struggled.
Chappie.
He was that year's Tommy Pham. He hit 175. How about their pitching staff? Harry Salisbury doubled as a pitcher and went 20-18 with 38 complete games.
Remember Chappie?
But let's stop sugarcoating everything. There's only one thing that Derek Shelton's good at, and that's giving his players nicknames. I don't want to hear about Chappie and this one and Scotty Too Hottie.
Remember Chappie?
Scotty Too Hotty was
Scotty
good.
Scotty Too Hotty.
Well, Littlefield. I just said Littlefield out loud. That was a classic Freudian slip because they're one and the same. In fact, Littlefield did a better job than Cherington is doing. He had a higher winning percentage. Dave Littlefield had a higher winning percentage than this guy.
He was the general manager of this squad.
He also drafted an MVP 11th overall.
Texter Limits isn't a real fan unless he can name five players from the 1882 Pirates. Pittsburgh Alleghenies.
Oh, that is tremendous. What was I going to say, Limits? Now
something
I can't
about
remember.
The 1882 Alleghenies.
No, we,
they were
I
called
thought,
the
I
Allegheny
thought we had,
City is what yeah. they were called on Baseball Reference.
Yeah.
39-1.
We should have had Ron on to talk about them today. Charrington's worse than this guy. He's the one that built this so-called lineup. Like, what are we doing here?
Denny Driscoll was a five-win player. How about that? What a mustache he had. Almost as good as JP's.
How do they go back and look at stats for the Allegheny City Pirates? How do they go back and figure that out? That seems ridiculous to me.
You don't think they kept stats back then? Do they have them in like?
Yeah,
a,
they kept them with a quail pen on like a piece of slate or something. How do you go back and look at it?
What?
How do you go back and look and figure out a guy's OPS plus from 1882?
I'm not sure they
what
kept
Chappie Lane did
the best of records and everything, but I mean it's possible.
Eddie Smartwood led the league in total bases. Did you see that limit?
Salisbury Steak threw 335 innings that season. He gave up 315 hits. How about that? Wait, hold on. How about this stat?
It's a good thing they didn't have Bednar around. He would have ruined Harry Salisbury's whole season.
He had a 263 ERA. He gave up 188 runs, but only 98 earned runs. What was an error back then?
I don't know. Wow. But the ball wasn't the ball just like a flying piece of string or something? What was it? Or a rock?
The amount of unearned runs that they recorded.
Yeah.
Denny Driscoll with his 5.2 WAR had a 121 ERA, 27 earned runs, 73 total runs. How did they determine that?
Well, the 1890 ball club hit 190 as a team, which would be an improvement on this. Although Harry Decker was a hell of a ball player, and Billy Sunday batted 257.
Was he related to Sam Decker, the Wisconsin basketball player?
They had a guy named Michael Jordan. The 1890 Allegheny City Pirates, whatever they were called, had a player named Michael Jordan limits. He batted .096, so he could have batted leadoff this year. Sam Crane batted 195, and Freddie Dunlap, no relation to Colin, batted 172.
How about that? He had to get on the crane to put the park together. He helped build it.
Peekaboo Veach was on that ball club. Did you know that?
Peekaboo Veach, no.
Yes.
He played a game of hide and seek.
Curtly Baker had 21 complete games, and Crazy Schmidt was on that team. Was that his real name?
Crazy Schmidt?
Oh, my God. Look at the photo of him. He's crazy, all right. Look at Crazy Schmidt on Baseball Reference.
Crazy Schmidt, 1890 to 1901. Whoa, yeah, he looks kind of angry. He's as tall as me.
He looks crazy.
This guy's almost as big as me, too. Well, he's bigger than me, of course. But he's also a lefty from Chicago.
Well, you get the point here.
Career WAR of -4.7.
We've had 144 seasons. This is the 144th, I believe. And never have the Pittsburgh Pirates gone 18 straight games without hitting five runs in a game. That is just mind-blowing. And it leads to calls like the one, or at least rants like the one that Dan Zangrilli apparently went on last night. Limits, do we have this from the postgame? I've been waiting for a good, fresh Zangrilli rant, and I believe we have one.
Oh, we've gotten it. Here's Dan from last night.
Ninth start for Skeens, 3-6. Gosh, they've lost 6 of 9 games that Paul Skeens has started. What in the world? This is the Twilight Zone, without question. On what planet are you 18-14 when Paul Skeens starts? On what planet have you lost 6 of 9 games? I mean, I'm not mad. That's impressive. That's really impressive. You have to go out of your way. You have to be the worst offense. And historically, this team might be because they have just scored four or fewer runs for the 18th consecutive game. And of all the dubious distinctions here, over the course of this franchise's history, they have found a way. They found a way to grab a pickaxe, a shovel, and dig even a deeper hole to a rung of hell that is far past Satan himself. Like, holy smokes, you are now 3-6 when Paul Skeen starts. That is disqualifying in every sense of the word.
What? What?
How can that's unfathomable? That is a mind-numbing, cranium-cramping, paralyzing thought that you've lost 6 of 9 games this year that this guy has started. Whoo boy! I mean, they fired the manager. It's wild. Sheesh. Chuck, hello. How are you? What do you got?
Good evening, Dan.
That is the best ending I've ever heard to a rant.
That's where it ends with poor Chuck.
Good evening, Dan.
We may have to listen to that again in a moment. It was we so will. Good. I mean, we went to the depths of hell, literally, with that. This was
I'm
like,
not mad. That's impressive.
This was that was like, this is Dante's Inferno we're going wow. to, like the different levels of hell. What have we done? What has Ben Cherington done? I mean, I don't even want to go on a rant because anything I do, you know, with emotion will pale in comparison to what we just heard.
Holy cow!
But
that was Crowley's thoughts on it.
Holy cow! Oh, I heard that this morning at 7:26 a.m. and immediately texted you and said something just happened to Crowley, like he was injected with some horrifying drug.
Holy cow! Did you spit out your coffee immediately?
No, I pulled over and I texted you and said, Crowley just said, holy cow, in a way that I've never heard.
Holy cow!
Can you please clip that? And it goes perfectly with what we're watching. I just honestly ask, what has Ben Cherington done? Oh my God, to this baseball team. 18 games in a row where you don't get to 5 runs? I was going to say that's almost unheard of. It is unheard of. Crazy Schmidt and the Pittsburgh Alleghenies couldn't even do that. Key Brian Hayes is your leadoff hitter. This just in, he can't hit. Brian Reynolds batting second. He's been the biggest disappointment on the team. I think it's the second time in the last 3 years or so where he's gotten off to this horrifying start. However, I trust eventually he'll be okay. Yes, the season's buried and gone, and he had a part in it. He had a shovel, but he'll be okay. Andrew McCutchen, who's actually putting up decent numbers, is your 38-year-old three-hole hitter. Like, he's putting up decent numbers for a good lineup seven hitter. He's in the three-hole? Joey Bart is your cleanup guy, and I like Joey Bart. I think he's a good player. But again, he's your cleanup guy, and he has one home run. And then we really tail off. We have Matt Gorski, and then Adam Frazier comes in as a pinch hitter. And if I hear one more person talk about all the professional at-bats Adam Frazier gives you, he's hitting .228 with a .294 on-base percentage. Kiner Falefa is right where he should be. You know, he's a 6'7", 8 guy. He's been a mediocre hitter his whole career, and he's actually off to, you know, a decent start. Good. Canario, 167. Jiwon Bae, who I can't even believe is still here. Does he have a hit yet this year?
He didn't when he came back up. So unless he's gotten one in the last couple of days.
He's only had 5 at-bats, but he does have 0 hits, and he struck out in 3 of them.
So no.
Followed by Triolo, who's at 157. He's reached the point where people are writing about him, you know, that he's on a hot streak when he bats 203 over a week. And then Henry Davis, who at this point, I
Speechless.
What do you even say about Henry Davis? There's nothing to say.
Izzy, Z, Peggy, Tree.
Izzy, Z, Peggy, and Tree. He's hitting 118. I feel bad for the guy. He's hitting 118. We haven't even talked about the other guys who have come and gone this year. Their best idea was to give Jack Sawinski a run. You hadn't seen enough yet. You self-proclaimed this season as time to win, and your best thinking had Jack Sawinski. I haven't even mentioned Tommy Pham. And we all knew, that's the thing. We all knew that this lineup was going to be horrible. And yet, we have Bob Nutting and Charrington out there over the weekend insulting everybody's intelligence by telling us that guys just haven't lived up to expectations. We expected more. From who? Reynolds, and then who? You tell me who's been bad that you thought would be good. I think that's the best way to phrase it. Who's been bad that you thought would be good, Bob and Ben? Tell me.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hayes? Frazier? Look what he's done since he left Pittsburgh. Triolo, Davis, Canario, Bay, Sawinski? If anything, a guy like Kiner Falefa might be overachieving. So I don't know who they're talking about other than Reynolds, where like, yeah, we expected more. No, they're delivering basically what they have delivered in the recent past. And it's one of the worst lineups anybody's ever seen, and you haven't lifted a finger to fix it. I guess Gonzalez and Horwitz will fix it. And you might have two okay hitters there. I don't know. But the season's pretty much done. And man, it wouldn't have taken much to bolster this lineup. It's a couple of signings, a couple of professional bats. Come on. But it didn't happen. And this is what Ben Charrington has wrought. And I don't know what you do to fix it. I'm sure Don Kelly right now, you know, sits there and just stares at his options. What would you do? What options do you have here, Limits?
I mean, you don't have much. As unfortunate as it is, like when you take a look at their depth chart, that's projected for like the entire lineup rotation. I do think that they probably thought more of Andy Rodriguez, that he could potentially be a breakout guy for them this year after missing all of last year.
Yeah, maybe.
That's one that I think of. But I mean, but Frazier, really?
I mean, the list goes up and down. I mean, if you were expecting a ton from Rodriguez, then that's a reach. Like, I was hoping that Andy Rodriguez would come in. I still have hope for Andy Rodriguez. I still have a tiny bit for Henry Davis. But that's not, hope is not a plan. How about getting a guy who's a professional hitter in here for a reasonable amount of money? Two of those guys transform your lineup. Now, maybe they think Horwitz is one. Maybe they think Gonzalez is one. But when you have zero depth, well, that's a problem. 412-928-9370. Here's what I wouldn't want them to do. Like, I've talked for a long time about parlaying some of their pitching into hitting. What I don't want to see is a desperate reach where you get the Chris Archer of hitters out there and you give up a bunch of young pitching. And I don't want to see them trade Bubba Chandler. I don't. Like, if the Pirates were contending right now without Chandler, like, they had a pretty good team, and you thought you could get an electric young bat in exchange for him, then it might make sense. But now it doesn't. If you ask me what I wanted to see more than anything else the rest of the season, other than them win some games, it's Chandler, Skeens, and Jones in the same rotation. At least Chandler and Skeens. Like, that's, I want to see that. I don't want them to parlay Chandler into anything. I want to see him here. You can convince me on pretty much anybody else who's in the minors right now. Anybody else. And even Keller. But no, I want to see Chandler here. How about you?
Yeah, I'm at the point where I'm ready. I'm ready to see Bubba Chandler now that the service time and all that stuff has passed. And he's also pitched incredibly well. Like, he deserves to be here on the merit that he is.
Are we going to see that
minor league pitching?
Like, today, tomorrow? What are people talking about as the timeline?
I would imagine it's going to be when they return home.
Can you text the NOAA constrictor?
I can.
And have him tell us what he thinks. And what about the pony topic that I mentioned, limits? You're a Pirate fan. You've mentioned you love them even more than Penn State, which is saying something. It's true. I think it's a fact that the more they win now, that's good for Don Kelly. And I think a lot of people want that. I'd love to see it. I like Don Kelly.
I do too. I root for local guys.
But the more he wins, the more likely it is that Ben Cherington sticks around.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is not something that should happen. They need to clear house. They need to cut loose. They should have probably have done it before the start of the year. It's hard. It's like a double-edged sword.
And the other thing is that Bob Nutting told Mackey the other day, you know, if I make the move at GM, then we're sort of resetting the whole organization. I mean, I'm sure there's people out there who are preparing for a draft who are ready at a moment's notice to become the general manager of a baseball team. Like, they should be able to walk in with a staff that's ready too.
Or why wouldn't they just promote Kevin Graves or one of the guys that they have right now as an assistant GM, even if it's just on a temporary basis like Donnie Kelly? You know what I mean? Somebody that's still in the organization and a part of things.
But what if you had to hire, or what if you wanted to hire a totally new guy? There's people who are dreaming of this job, who are pining to become a GM, who at the interview, you should be able to quiz them on the draft and how they would build a management team in 10 days, that type of thing.
Well, especially if they're an assistant GM in another position, they're already preparing for the draft. They know the guys that they like.
That's what I'm saying.
So compare notes with the Pirates.
Or anybody who's out there, or a consultant like I think it was Madden talked. Bill Madden was on with us yesterday, talked about that. And others have talked about a Buck Showalter or somebody else who can come in as a senior advisor. Something, anything. He should have moved on from Cherington.
He should have.
And then you figure it out after that.
Well, the draft is 2 months from today.
But there
you
are.
You had time.
Yes.
It's not like the draft's in a week.
Exactly. And there are people who, like I said, they know that at any moment a GM could be fired and the job could be theirs. Therefore, they're totally up to speed, totally ready with a staff and everything else, that if you interview them and you say, tell me about the draft coming up. Can I trust you to execute a draft? Who are your main people? How quickly can you put together, a staff? Because that's the main thing right now. And then you pick the people, you keep the people that you like. I don't think it requires, I think people are paranoid about another teardown or rebuild. You're insane to rebuild right now. This might sound crazy. I don't think the Pirates are that far away if they go out and get a couple of bats, because they can start a rotation with Skeens, Chandler, potentially Jones, Keller, Heaney, whoever else you want to put in at the bottom. My God. You know how many teams would love to start with that?
And I don't think their bullpens.
That's not The next sentence after that isn't, oh, and by the way, we're rebuilding.
Right.
The next sentence after that is scrap together a bullpen like everybody else does all the time. It ain't that hard.
No, and it's not bad. There's some pieces down there.
And go get a couple hitters. I mean, it shouldn't, they shouldn't be anyway that far away from at least being in the mix. They were in the mix last year into August.
You get a first baseman, a right fielder, or a left fielder, and a shortstop.
Well, maybe Horwitz is there. I mean, talking about three players.
Okay, we'll
do
two
then.
Just
give me two guys who can hit.
Give me a shortstop and a left fielder that can actually hit. And this team is bordering on 78, 80, 82 wins. 80, 82, I'd put them in that range. Not knowing yet what they have, but that's much more of a contender than what they're going to be this year, probably winning 70, if that.
They should be a couple bats away from being in the mix for a wild card. They should be. Because once Chandler gets here, you have a potentially just unbelievably dynamic top of your rotation. Potentially. They have what everybody wants.
They're the crown jewel.
They have what a lot of the rest of the league is constantly pining for, which is a high-end rotation. Although I've also said, and believe this, I must since I said it, that it's just the Pirates' luck that their strength is starting pitching, their organizational strength, at a time in history where it's never been less important. Still very important, but never less important. Because five innings is the old six. Six is the old seven or eight. And that still leaves a third of the game to manage. Or mismanage, as the case often was with Shelty. And yet, everybody's dying for starting pitching still. And they have it. And it's about to get a turbo boost, potentially, in Chandler. All right, Limits. 412-928-9370. I would very much appreciate it on the way out here. If you could, here's the question too. Do you feel the conundrum with Don Kelly? That I think everybody's rooting for the guy. But if he wins, what that means with Cherington, who's the biggest fixable problem right now. Bob Nutting is not a fixable problem because he's not going anywhere. So as a fan, do you feel that? What do you make of that? And then also, is it an insane notion to say they're really only a couple of bats away from impact bats away from being in the mix once Chandler gets here, especially.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.